Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,335. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, Three Chance Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
You are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has famous foods named after real live people. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun will listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinkity drunk. All right, here we go. Detroit man does what we've all wanted to try. He jumps his car over an open draw bridge.
Yeehaw.
Meanwhile, in Canada, a self-driving Tesla with driver sleeping is caught speeding as it crested a ridge. Florida fifth grader, for some reason at school, asked to remove his Hooters mask. We stay in Florida, where a handcuffed man already in shackles, to get him under order is quite the task. And a Florida woman named Lovely Butts is arrested after trying to pistol whip a juvenile relative. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the
Boom.
All right, a little early, but you know.
I was excited.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Jason, who, if you really are what you eat, is on a steady diet of dum-dums, as he found a way to answer 15 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Homicholes, and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,335. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We're getting after you today. Got a little head chef in the house. What do you say? What's the first comment?
Do it again. I hate this song.
Meat is burned.
We have no comment on that comment.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't even.
I want a pudding. I don't like tapioca.
Speaking of food, the head chef in the house today. Shed's meat and potatoes. We got famous foods named after people.
Correct.
First time, second time in McDonald's history, they've got a burger or a meal named after a human being.
Yeah. So. Travis Scott's got a burger. Mm-hmm. Him and Michael Jordan are the only two people to have him.
Oh, did they burn the meat? Oh, no. Meat is burned.
They don't burn the meat on a quarter pounder. They cook that bad boy up perfectly at McDonald's. He should go there. Yeah. He won't have this burned meat.
Go to McDonald's and shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm burning meat in McDonald's.
Sounds like you need a Happy Meal.
I want a toy. What toy do I get? Give me a female toy. I'm a boy. Head chef on the way. We have foods named after famous people. Yeah, so that's gonna be a doozy today. You said you have snacks too.
Yeah, man. You know me. I was up all night cooking, preparing.
Dude, you're bringing in is it snacks named after people?
Well, there's some of the foods on the list I whipped up last night.
Okay. Fantastic. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or not Sober. Our biggest dummies, we've got two of them.
It's coming in hot.
We are, man.
You burned my knee.
Time for the biggest dummies right now as we stand. Jesse and Jason took them 16 questions to get one correct. And every time we play the game, no, should we just start the show over?
Seriously.
Just hit the damn open. We'll just go over again. Why not?
The meat is burned.
Oh, no, don't do that. I don't want to have to scream again, man, especially with a scratchy throat on me. Every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. And the last time we did the poll, they just announced like the 10 finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So we narrowed it down to four for you to choose from. Pick a toy for the Hall of Fame. There was the He-Man action figures, Sidewalk Chalk, Light Bright, Jenga. As far as our voting, if you happen to follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, here's how the poll stands. We'll put the poll up there again today if you would like to vote as well. Sidewalk Chalk, that was last place at 17%. Steve and I lamented that in our day we did not have Sidewalk Chalk.
No, that was chalk.
We were that old. Just white,
and you
skinny.
Stole it from your school.
White, skinny chalk. That's all we have.
Have that. Yeah.
And number three was He-Man.
Ours had a lot of colors, and it was thick.
Mm-hmm. Thick and colored. Our number three winner in the Toy Hall of Fame was He-Man.
That's what it says
figure.
On my dating profile.
All right. Jesus.
I'm like sidewalk chalk.
We'll start the show over. Right. Should we even be here today?
Yeah.
He-Man action figures came in at number 3, 20%, followed by Light Bright at 30%. The toy that you want in the Hall of Fame, that would be Jenga. A lot of you said that's a toy that you can play from the time you're a kid all the way up through adulthood, especially when drunk.
We call it a game. That's when you're an adult, it's a game.
That's your number one thing right there. And as you know, we're still wearing the masks, and we were saying earlier, it's a good thing we have all these masks. Well, the smoke's still in the air and everything else.
For sure.
That came in handy. Don't forget, there are now two styles of masks available, KISW.com. They are, in fact, stylish, and a portion of the proceeds benefits our friends, the Washington State Nurses Association. Saw a buddy of ours, regular listener, yesterday walking down the street with KSW mask on. He's a perfect guy to wear it. He really is.
He looks like a badass in that thing. You know, man, you get a compliment or two on those. Those are very cool looking masks. Or
any other time, you'd be scared of this dude with that mask.
Yeah, just scared of the youth. So on our men's room poll today, as we know, we need to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. It is important at times, depending on where you're going and what you're doing, the style of said mask, how you look. A lot of people have a lot of different designs. I've seen some Seahawks masks floating around.
I wear my Ravens mask every Blue Friday.
Right. The fine folks at the Fisher House, we got together with them for a beer or two.
Those masks are great.
They we were saying that today. These are the best masks that we personally own.
Yeah, we had that. Mike and I had the same conversation. Separately.
It's just some kind of weird thing, man. It's just like, these are awesome, and they fit my big-ass head. But we have to wear a mask all the time.
You have a big dome.
Yeah, and we're going to wear a mask for a week. The question is, what is on the front of this mask?
Sure. Now, keep you got a grocery shop, sure. You visit family, maybe pick up the kid. Well, hell, if kids went to school. Mm-hmm.
So the first mask that you get to choose from is a set of women's breasts. Okay, so, you know, when people look at you, they're going to see boobs on your face. It's pretty well the way it's going down, all right?
Very succinct description.
Now, the...
You can have boobs on your face. Mm-hmm.
Now, the second option is a woman's lady bits.
Mm-hmm.
So, on your mask will be the downstairs portion of the female anatomy.
Coin purse.
That would be what people will see.
The mossy cottage.
When they look directly into your face. There's multiple styles available in this one, depending on how you like it down there. The third option...
How you like it down there.
Yeah, you know, like you can,
we'll customize it.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what you like, you can do it. Third up is the man twig. Now, that is the twig part of the man's package. So, on your mask... will in fact be the twig portion of the male anatomy.
All right.
Okay. And then followed by the berries. That's your fourth option. So just man berries dangling from your chin and mouth area. That would be the fourth option on the mask. So there are four options. You need to wear this mask everywhere that a mask is required for a full week. Will it be breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries? That is your men's room poll today as we play the game known as Big Dummy. Speaking of 206-421-ROCK, Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Jesus, God, man. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
What are you, in a carnival?
Metal shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to guess you're sober, Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to wear a mask for a week. What's it going to be? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
I'm going to go with breasts.
Breasts it is. Okay. Golly. I'm going with berries, man. I think
it's funny as hell.
Yeah, for some reason, I just find it the funniest. Yeah. Like, it already sucks. You might as well go all in. So you got some wrinkly man berries up there.
Dangly ones.
Yeah. Dangly, wrinkly man. That's also on my dating profile. All right, here is your question. What planet is the coldest in the solar system?
I'm going to go with Uranus.
That's a horrible thing to say, you disgusting son of a bitch. My anus is a balmy 98.6 degrees.
Is it?
With a chance of thunder.
Is it Neptune, based on how far it is?
It is
out?
Neptune.
Okay.
Well done.
It wasn't
well
Pluto. I guess Pluto got kicked out of the equation. But...
Yeah, by the way, a comet... Comment just
Uranus
came. Comment says, thanks, guys. Now my four-year-old keeps saying, oh, no, my meat is burned in that same voice. And I like my women like I like my sidewalk chalk. All right. Here is your question. What breed of dog is Scooby-Doo?
I never really thought about that.
Think about the way he sits. I think that gives it away.
Or the way he talks.
Just based on posture alone.
A lab?
Great Dane, right?
Great Dane.
Yeah.
Oh.
You realize Scooby-Doo did not have testicles?
I do not.
I'm saying you watch cartoon, you never just see the berries hanging in the back.
Well, he was neutered.
I feel like his voice would be higher and be angrier. Roto, I know what you did. I miss him.
That's why you always had to give him a snack.
I'm smart enough to talk. You understand? I know what you did there.
I'm a stoner.
You gave me a Scooby snack. I fell asleep. I woke up.
Oh, God.
I'm missing my testicles.
Oh,
all right, your question. How many ounces are there in an imperial pint?
16.
18.
Nope.
20.
20.
Oh,
20. That's why if you go to England, just say yes to a pint.
Or if you just go to an English pub, you realize how much bigger the drafts are.
Yeah, that's the imperial pint.
Yeah.
20 ounces.
That's a little punk-ass 16.
Yeah. I'm not complaining.
We got a bitch-ass pint.
Would you like the 22-ounce beer? Is that the stupidest question you've ever asked anyone at an airport?
Like, do you have a bigger one?
Right.
Have you ever gone to a restaurant that used to have them and excitedly said, hey, I'll take the big one? And they're like, we don't have that anymore.
Oh, dang. Because people like you.
Right.
All right, question number four for you. In what state would you find Atlantic City?
Oh, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, of course. Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, not Georgia.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Jersey.
Jersey.
Hey.
Georgia might have, like, the least amount of coastline of any East Coast state.
It just might.
I mean, even more so than Rhode Island.
Atlanta.
All right, your question. What actor played Norman Bates in the 1998 remake of the movie Psycho?
Isn't that Christian Bale?
No.
Turns out you're not money.
Mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. I'm doing horrible.
Question six, Brandon.
Question number six. In what city was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
Do you need to know the section or just the city?
Just the city, Ted.
I'm trying to think of the song.
Mm-hmm. That's how it starts.
Right, I believe it's it.
And
it's right there at the beginning of it, Brandon.
Oh, my God.
That's not how it starts.
It's not in Georgia.
This is driving me crazy.
And
I never really got into that show. The beginning of Fresh Prince Bel-Air.
It's a major East Coast city. How's that for a hint?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say New Jersey. I know I got that
no,
wrong.
No, City. City.
Uh-oh.
It's close.
Wait, just name a major U.S. city as a guess. You'll be all right.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
What's that?
I already know. I just said Brooklyn.
Nah, Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Damn it, Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. I feel so ridiculous right now.
All right, question number seven. Viticulture. Viticulture is the growing and harvesting of what plants?
Viticulture. Oh, my God. I'm just going to go with weed.
Grapes.
Oh. That kind of makes sense. Like a vineyard?
Right. Mm-hmm. You're doing great, man. You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing so bad today.
Question number eight. Color TV Game, that's the name of it. Color TV Game was the name of the first video game console from what company?
Nintendo?
Okay, Brandon!
Oh, wow! Yeah. Finally took it.
Eight questions.
Right. Man, jeez, a whiz. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room. Hey.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Matt. Welcome to the show. All right, Matt, our men's room poll. You got to wear a mask for a week. What's going to be on the fronts? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Breasts, because, you know, my face is already not that good, but everyone likes boobs.
All right, fair enough.
You're right. I'd rather look at boobs than your face.
I knew you were going to say that.
Someone chimes in here and says, I'm a fat ass, so I would choose the berries mask because I'd look like Peter Griffin. All right. Here is your question. What perfume ingredient comes from the intestines of sperm whales?
Perfume ingredient?
Mm-hmm. If you were to find a glob of this crap on the beach, it's worth an S ton of money.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Whale poop.
Ambergris.
Mm-hmm.
There was a kid, man, it was a couple of years ago. I think he was like 12 years old or something. Stumbles on this pile of ambergris. Again, basically a sperm whale puke. But this little bit of stuff, they use a perfume. And anyway, he found, I don't know, like 2 pounds worth or whatever. And got thousands of dollars for it. Go. Cool.
What does it look like?
It looks like whale puke. It's not a pretty looking thing, but I mean, it is what it sounds like. Something from the intestines of a sperm. Well, you do the math. All right, your question. What is defined as the ratio between a circle's circumference and its diameter?
Having a math teacher for a mom kind of helped. I think it's pi.
Okay.
You're on correct.
There you go. Very good. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Wow. Comment says, Philadelphia is an East Coast city. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It was West Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, dummy.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
David, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober.
David is not sober.
David, men's room, poll, wear a mask for a week. What's going to be on the front? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Man, I got to go with breasts, but I do have to say I was thinking about the Peter Griffin thing the entire time, so I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It changes the way I look at Peter Griffin.
You never noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I noticed it, but I never thought to myself, oh, testicles. That's the difference. Mm-hmm.
You got to look at more memes.
Oh, yeah, good point, good point. All right, here's your question. What state does Family Guy take place?
Rhode Island.
Boy, you knew that one pretty quick. Guess you didn't know you're Peter Griffin.
Very good.
I had no idea.
I don't know.
I had no idea. We always know there's like 500 Springfields in Simpsons. There's 500 Springfields in the United States. It's not that high, but it's a number of them. They were trying to figure out for a number of years which Springfield it actually was. Was it Springfield, Illinois?
Wasn't it Oregon?
It was Springfield, yeah. It was Springfield, Oregon.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Is that where Matt Groening's from?
He's from
connection.
Portland.
Portland, okay.
Yep.
All right, Peter Griffin's from Quahog.
Quahog, Rhode Island.
Of course he is.
Ah, yes.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Hot game is up, Big Dummy. Our last contestant, David, not sober, one and done. Do we have a brand new contestant? 206-421-ROCK, ready to play the big game.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
James, you sober, not sober?
Hola, naked baby.
Hola. What team are you on there, James?
I am sober. Delivering beers again.
Oh, yeah. Delivery guy. Oh, James, a delivery guy. All right, James, men's room poll. You got to wear a mask for a full week. What does it have on the front? Breasts, lady bits, a man twig, or man berries?
Everybody likes boobs. I'm going for boobs.
Okay.
Everybody likes boobs. All right, here is your first question. What did the Lady of the Lake give King Arthur?
I'll see you guys next week. That's Excalibur.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Lady of the Lake gave King Arthur chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
But also Excalibur.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
There you go. Chlamydia.
Yeah, they don't cover that part in the story.
Wow. That sucks.
Lady of the Lake.
Lady of the Lake.
Yeah. Lady of the
Lake. You know her as Land of Lakes Lady. Same person.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Steven, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm sober as usual, Miles.
Okay, Steven. Good to hear. All right, man. What are you going to wear on your face for a week? Breasts? Brusks? Lady bits? Man twig or man berries?
Like the last guy said, everybody loves boobs, so boobs.
Boobs it is.
Yeah, boobs.
Boobs is running away with this one. We have an idea for our new mask here at KISW.
Mm-hmm. The boobs mask. It's running up the corporate chain. They're going to love it.
Yeah. They'll sound like hotcakes.
Here's your question. What gas is the main component of natural gas?
I have no idea. I'm drawing a blank.
Any guesses?
Hydrogen?
Methane.
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 That makes sense because of the stink.
And it's in our crust.
And our butts.
Crust?
Crust and butts.
Yeah.
Crusty butts. Inside, isn't that the crust of the earth?
Well, that's the first layer.
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong.
You're the science guy. The mantle's
pretty far away down.
All right, your question. The Gobi Desert is found on what continent?
Africa?
Asia.
Asia.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah, go ahead, laugh at me,
Miles.
I don't give a crap.
I'm laughing.
This is Ted laughing. Yeah. I was just laughing. You could hear it when you inflected very high, like, Africa?
Steve, I give a crap.
Miles gives a crap.
I give a crap.
All right,
Ted LaRpon.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Glad you listen to the podcast.
All right, your question, Steve. Who was the last known survivor from the planet Melmac?
Oh, Alf.
Oh, of course. We got that one covered. Nice work.
That's
nice
an easy
work.
One. Yeah, exactly. I remember covering that in school.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
We have a request. Can we make a mask with burnt meat on it?
No.
See what we can do.
No. It'll change your voice.
Vince Neil would eat it. I'll go back for seconds.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Spencer, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Vince, welcome to the show. Okay, Vince, you gotta wear a mask, we all know that, but for 1 week, what will be on the front? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
I'm going with the Moxie Cottage.
All right,
no.
Lady bits.
Mm.
Nice. That's gonna get a lot of looks at the grocery store.
It sure will. So now it's a Moxie Cottage.
I figured if you styled the hair right, it kind of looked like a mustache, so you know.
Okay.
Hudson, you're like the Predator, but with a mustache.
Yeah, that's it.
A mustache. A mustache.
All right, here's your question. Before the Los Angeles Chargers used a lightning bolt, what animal did they use as its logo? I do not know this one.
Oh, boy. Let's go with a beaver.
I'm going to guess maybe it was a ram and they changed it because of the LA Rams.
Nope.
I'm going to say a bull because it charges.
Nope. Horse.
Horse.
Oh, yeah. You ride a horse when you charge.
Mm-hmm.
Up until 20, 25 years ago, didn't like the Chargers have a white horse that they used to bring out on the field?
Dude, I think you're right.
You know?
That explains why they used a horse.
I mean, I know they do in Denver.
Right.
But I also thought they did it in San Diego.
I hope his name was Charger.
Probably was. Denver, they used to have OJ drive around. All right. Your question. How many U.S. states end with the letter N?
How many states end with the letter N? Hold on here.
Let's see.
This is fine music we have in the background, by the way.
Yeah. I'm thinking. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Three.
Mike, you say two. Miles, you got an answer?
Three.
That's why the wheel is spinning.
Two.
That's why the wheel is still spinning.
Four.
Four.
There are four. So Washington.
Oregon. Oh, how
Oregon,
did I miss Washington?
Wisconsin and Michigan. You didn't count Washington?
No, I didn't.
Damn, man.
I know. Hey, man, when we first moved here, we had this thing we were collecting shot glasses. We had 50 shots in 50 states.
Yeah.
We didn't get Washington for like a month. We totally forgot we could just walk to the Rite Aid and pick up the shot glass.
Snag one.
Yeah. If you're there.
All right, your question. What sport is the America's Cup awarded?
The America's Cup. Soccer?
Sailing?
Sailing.
Isn't there a couple America's Cup?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there what?
Well, there's cups the same way there are in golf and in tennis. So I think they have the Australia's Cup.
No, no, I thought, I knew it was sailing, but I thought tennis had an America's Cup, too. I might be wrong.
I have
U.S.
No
Open.
Yes, and close. That's the U.S. Cup, not the America's Cup.
It is
Come
a
on,
cup,
Bob.
I mean.
I don't know.
All right, your question. Borat comes from what country?
Well, sorry, one more time?
The character Borat. Borat comes from what country?
Kazakhstan.
That's it.
There it is.
Yeah, I remember learning about that in school.
Apparently, they're done filming Borat 2.
I read that.
They just wrapped that up. I'm pretty fired up about that. That means we will certainly see a couple of newspaper articles about someone causing a disturbance somewhere before this thing is released.
In all the lawsuits that are inevitably going to follow.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. Welcome to the show, Justin. Where are you working at?
I work at a cemetery.
What do you do there?
Everything from dig the graves, set up the services, to set the headstones. I'm currently just about done closing the grave.
Okay. And do you still dig the grave 8 feet?
They're 8 feet by 3.5 feet by about 5.5 feet.
You ever dig down and accidentally bump into somebody? You say, oh man, I should have gone over right a foot. You know what I mean?
No, we got it pretty well laid out, but for sure, I mean, you'll see the other vaults. Okay. You know, sometimes.
How about grave robbers? Do they still exist?
Not that I've caught.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if people get buried with that stuff or not. Okay. Justin, our men's room poll today, you got to wear a mask for a week with one thing on it. Will it be breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Oh, I'm going motorboating all the way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You ever seen a person fall out of the casket?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
All right. I've seen some like that.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, damn.
Funeral home.
It's always the pallbearers are carrying it down the stairs. Mm-hmm. There's Uncle Jeff. All right, here is your question. What famous saying did student Andrew Meyer give us when he was apprehended by campus police at the University of Florida back in 2007?
I ain't got the faintest clue on that.
You know this one, Justin. When you hear it, you'll know it.
Andrew Meyer gave us the wonderful saying, don't tase me, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, still didn't know it.
Huh, we should add that to birthdays.
But don't tase me, bro.
All right, your question. What interstate highway connects Boston and Seattle?
I'm going to go I-5? I-90.
You guess I-5 first. You're right. It is, in fact, I-90. But you said I-5 first.
Mm-hmm. I-5.
The one that goes the other way.
Right. Yes, right,
that is correct.
North, south.
Right. North, south is odd numbers. Mm-hmm. East, west is even.
That is correct. All right. What blind superhero did Ben Affleck portray in a movie?
Ben Affleck. Shoot, I don't know superheroes other than Deadpool. So. Green Lantern?
Was Daredevil blind?
Daredevil is, in fact, blind. Okay. He's blind.
Was Question he blind? Four. Was he blind still when he was fighting crime?
Yeah. That's why a lot of times he beat up the wrong people. It's right. Tragedy. They'd ask him to stop. All right. What artist established Paisley Park as his own record label?
Would that be Brad Paisley?
That's actually a solid guess.
Yeah.
But no, Prince.
Oh.
Are you walking through the cemetery right now?
I'm in the middle of it. I'm just finishing breaking up the grass and whatnot.
Okay.
Picking up all my plywood.
I'm not going to ask why you have plywood, but
beat the zombies back into the ground.
Everywhere you drive over a grave with the dump truck, you have to put down plywood. Otherwise, you're just going to squish the heck out of the... You're going to rut the cemetery out.
Okay. That's fair. All right, this question was submitted by listener Toby Young. Sent it to me this morning. And the orchestral suite, The Planets, by Gustav Holst. And by the way, he's a music teacher. Which planet's subtitle is The Magician?
Uranus?
That is correct.
Nice.
How did
nice.
You know?
Everybody knows that.
Man, oh, man.
Ah, softball stuff.
I know.
We're making it easy today on Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Bill.
Hola. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Bill. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Bill, welcome to the show. Okay, Bill, pick a mask. We're doing great. Pick a mask to wear for a week. Will it be breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Lady bits.
Lady bits it is for Bill.
I got to walk by a mirror. I want to see something.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. This Hollywood actor accidentally posted a picture of his penis on Instagram earlier this week.
Oh, you know, no idea.
That'd be none other than Captain America, Chris Evans.
Saw Captain America's junk.
Mm-hmm. Little Captain.
Didn't see that.
Saw Lieutenant America.
We didn't either.
All right, this storm slowly pummeled the Gulf Coast from the U.S., from Louisiana to Biloxi, Mobile, and then the Florida Panhandle. What was the name of this tropical storm?
It just got done making landfall.
Mm-hmm.
Hugo?
What's that? It
said Hugo.
Hugo. Oh, Hugo.
No, this was Sally.
Sally.
Which is a really silly name for such a devastating storm.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost out of names.
They are. I got one left.
Yeah, I think there's a Teddy showing up.
And then what do you do? How often do they
Teddy's
recycle the names?
Yeah.
Teddy's floating around.
Teddy's
now.
Damn right he is, man.
He's enjoying it.
Teddy's out there, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, your question. What motorcycle company announced that they're changing the name of their long-running Hog magazine and will give it a more upscale name?
Oh, really? Harley? Really?
That's it. Good job.
I didn't realize they had a magazine at all.
I didn't either, but if I saw a magazine called Hog, I just figured it probably wouldn't be for me.
Yeah, bad porn.
Exactly.
Bad porn?
Hog magazine? What, does that to make me feel horrible about myself? Thanks. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game?
I like Hogs Monthly. It's just pictures of dudes barbecuing hogs.
I want it to be a strip club. Come on down to Hogs.
Them big breasts in the end there.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of them home shots. You know what I mean.
Hello. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
You thinking Hustler magazine?
What was the backside when they had the... Oh, it was a Hometown Honeys or something like that?
What? Hustler?
Yeah, one of the magazines had it. I just can't remember what it... Might have been like freaking Swank or something. But it was like...
Hustler had it, and I don't want to say the name of what they called it, but if you sent your homemade...
Oh, yeah. They're hunting. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, Jen.
That's what they called it.
Jen, are you sober or not sober there, Jen?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Jen? Are you smoking your weed?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Okay. Jen, our men's room poll, you got to wear a mask for a week. What will be on the front? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
I'm going twig.
You go man twig. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. That is really cool.
Not some berries, huh?
Thanks for doing that. Yeah, we appreciate it.
You know, I might go twig.
Going twig?
Just because that's going to get a reaction.
Yes, it is.
I think any one of them will.
Yeah.
But if you get a penis on your face, yeah, that's going to get a reaction.
A lot of dirty looks.
Or a lot of good ones. You never know.
Or good, you know.
All right, here's your question. What college football conference announced this week that they will, in fact, be playing football later this fall?
Oh, goodness. USC?
Well, this conference is named after my penis, the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the Pac-12. It really depends who you're with.
You could go Big 12.
Or Big 12. Hey, I'm not that big. I'm not bragging.
Mine's the SEC. It's always under investigation.
I Pac-12. Yeah, right?
All right, multiple choice. Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Harry Styles, or Abraham Lincoln? A 2-inch strand of hair was recently sold at auction for $81,000. Who did the hair belong to? Again, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Harry Styles, or Abraham Lincoln?
Marilyn Monroe?
I'm going to say Harry Styles.
Based on the sex move, it makes sense. Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, Jen, question number four.
Question number four for you. McDonald's announced that they'll be releasing a 3-foot body pillow shaped like what McDonald's food product?
Chicken nugget.
There you go. Nice work, Jen.
You don't want to wake up next to a nugget.
Is it a spicy nugget or is it just a regular nugget? And if it is a pillow, okay, how many shapes do we have of nuggets at McDonald's?
Four or five.
Okay, because I think it's the long one. You know what I mean?
There's the boot, the bell. Crap, man, I haven't had this for
the
a question.
The circle or whatever the oval thing is.
Boot, bell.
I think it's the boot, to be honest with you. It's the
one you want the most because it fits into the container of dipping sauce.
It's the big one.
I think that's the boot, right?
Okay, yeah, I think it is.
By the way, has anybody else, I pose this to Mike, has anybody else thought about the fact of just a 3-foot chicken nugget?
You mean like
eating a 3-foot, yeah.
Yeah, like cutting off pieces of it.
Well, it's like Subway do about the 6-foot sub, right?
Yeah. I just looked at Mike. I go, Mike, I would love if we could get our hands on it.
Are you going to get a deep fryer big enough for that bad boy?
That was the real question.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a bigger air fryer.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mi amigos.
Hola. Joe, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, sir.
What are you doing over there, Joe?
Oh, having some Heinekens and some Knob Creek smoked maple Kentucky bourbon.
Wow. How is that?
Very tasty.
Sounds like it is. Haven't
you
tried that
high
one
end, sir.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Got to kill something on that skunky Heineken. Men's room poll.
Yeah, very true.
Wear a mask for a week with what? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Lady bits, my favorite.
Lady bits it is. Go to the post office. Got that bad boy on.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Tell them you're there to mail a package.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
All right, here is your question. What three things did God create on the fourth day?
Wow, and that's general. But three things did God create on the fourth day?
Yeah, on the eighth day, he created rock and roll. Thank you, Bill and Ted. They didn't cover that part in the Bible. They ran out of time.
Don't know that one off the top of my head. Sorry, Lord.
Is the first one the sun, the moon, and the stars?
That would be day four.
That is day four?
That is, yeah, sun, moon, and stars.
What did they do before that, I wonder?
I don't know.
Because you think the universe would need to come first.
You would think.
Yeah, I mean, just in order.
But you got to build the planet, and then sun, the moon, the stars.
Are you thinking like it did the planet? So planet, something's missing.
Yeah, okay. Like land,
ooh,
sea.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what do you got for us, Mike?
So in the beginning, he started the creation. The first day was light. The second day was the sky. The third day was dry land, seas, plants, and trees. Fourth day was sun, moon, and stars. The fifth day, creatures that live in the sea and creatures that fly. And hang on 1 second here. My quick list is going away. There we are. The fifth day, let's see. Oh, sorry. The sixth day was animals that live on the land. And finally, humans made the image of God were created. And day seven, he just laid back.
And then he got back to work on day eight for rock and roll.
That's right.
Again.
Well, day seven also had NFL football.
That's true.
Here's a good one for you. Guy says, my kid, who I didn't think was following the show while we drove, all of a sudden pops up and says, I'll shred my mask before I have berries on it. I say, why is that? He says, they're nuts, Dad. You want to wear that? That's a smart kid right there. That's a
like
smart
that
kid in the car. He knows what the hell's up.
All right, here is your question. What TV show takes place in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
Oh, God. I'm just going to take a stab in the dark of Living Dead.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Okay, saw it. Like it. Bummer.
I think we're on to question three, Joe.
Question number three for you. What word is used to describe an adult female sheep?
Adult female sheep.
You know this.
I just want to ram it, but no, it's male.
You know this.
I know you.
You know it. Yes, there you go. There you go, Joe. Very good. You know this.
That's why you don't take it literally. And someone says, F you. What are you doing? No, Billy, it's not what I meant.
More Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.